The unemployment rate holds firm at 9.1%, but the economy did create some jobs last month.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's unemployment rate stayed the same in September, even though 103,000 jobs were created for the month. The number is higher than analysts were expecting, and the reaction so far has been pretty positive. Gene Sperling is director of the Obama administration's National Economic Council, and he's with us now from the White House. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good news, right?
Well, it's better than expected, but it's not nearly good enough. When you have 9.1% unemployment, when you are digging out from the worst financial recession since the Great Depression, you have to have stronger growth than this to get the type of job creation that we need to start lowering unemployment. So we're happy it's better than projected, but not nearly satisfied, and no one should be.
Not nearly satisfied, but you know, it seems like we can't get to that cusp, you know, where economists say it's going to take 200, 250,000 jobs a month to lower the unemployment rate. Why?
Well, you know, this is what's most important. The president has proposed the American Jobs Act. Independent forecasters, like Moody's, for example, have projected that if nothing happens, there will only be about 42,000 jobs a month created next year. If the American Jobs Act is passed, they project there'll be 200,000 jobs a month. So we have a plan that independent forecasters are projecting could add up to 2% growth and up to 1.9 million more jobs next year. That could make a dramatic difference, not only take out insurance against a double-dip recession, but help get this economy the momentum it needs to start lowering unemployment.
I know the administration, sir, has said if congressional Republicans don't pass the president's jobs plan, that the country's going to fall back into recession. And Republicans say they're not going to do it. They're not going to pass it. So what happens?
Well, it's not the administration saying that. What you're hearing is from top independent forecasters who have no politics saying that if nothing is done, we could see growth below 2%.
Well, the vice president said that we were going to go.
You know, all of them project unemployment to stay over 9%. And the real question for those who oppose the president's American Jobs Act is, where's your plan? What plan do they have that these top independent forecasters would project to create 1 to 2 million more jobs next year, to create up to 2% more growth next year? If they oppose the American Jobs Act and don't have their own alternative, then their message to the American people is that things are good enough. The president thinks we need bold action, and he's put forward a plan that has broad bipartisan support.
Gene Sperling, we're
going
to have to wrap it up. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for joining us.
We appreciate it.
Gene Sperling at the White House. Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 each down by an average of about 0.5%. The Dow is up, though, 37 points, about 0.33% at 11,161. European markets closed higher today, as did Asian shares. The leaders of Germany and France are split over how to strengthen weak European banks, and they're going to meet this Sunday to look at how to do just that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
There's another Republican presidential debate scheduled for Tuesday night in New Hampshire, and many candidates are raising tons of money. Seems like nothing new, but just in the last few years, campaigns of all levels and from both major parties have started getting more money directly from corporations, which are looking to influence elections and the candidates who will help them the most. That's the subject of an article in this week's New Yorker magazine, and Jane Mayer reports on one case of a very powerful man in North Carolina who bought major influence in state elections there. Jane is with us from our bureau in Washington. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What changed to allow this corporate influence on elections?
Well, the Supreme Court in the end of 2009 had a decision called Citizens United, which allows corporations to give money to directly affect the outcomes of elections.
and Art Pope, who owns this discount store chain, Variety Wholesale, right?
That's right.
Influenced a lot of money giving in these North Carolina races that you highlight, right?
That's right. Three quarters of the so-called independent money that went into state races in North Carolina in 2010 came from accounts linked to one businessman. This is Art Pope.
And what did he do? I mean, is he what did he want?
He wanted to flip the legislature from Democratic to Republican, and he wanted to do it specifically that year because they were going to be doing redistricting, which then allowed the Republicans in the legislature to redraw the districts in Congress. They now expect to pick up four Republican congressional seats.
And has this been going on across the country, or just is this specific to North Carolina?
It's part of a nationwide plan called Red Map that was drawn up by Ed Gillespie, who used to be the head of the Republican National Committee.
This can go either way, right, Jane? I mean, corporations can back Democrats or Republicans. So it could be Blue Map, right?
It could be Blue Map. And it's not just corporations, but unions also can now give to try to affect the outcomes of campaigns.
I mean, if people are upset about this on either side, is there anything that can be done in the long run?
Well, I suppose that there could be challenges brought and they could try to rehear it in some fashion. But at the moment, it's the law of the land and it's already transforming politics.
Jane Mayer, reporter from The New Yorker with an interesting story this week. Jane, thank you so much.
Glad to be with you.
And finally, I've heard of people stealing cars and bikes, money, of course, but police in Pennsylvania are looking for the thieves who stole a 50-foot steel bridge. The span was deep in a forest along a railroad line about an hour north of Pittsburgh. Police say it's worth tens of thousands of dollars because the bridge was made of corrugated steel and the thieves will sell it for scrap. Probably won't use the line, "I've got a bridge to sell you," though. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. Have a great weekend. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
More than a million people are expected to leave the military over the next 5 years and start looking for jobs. Vets are hoping to market their wartime experience.
There's more discipline. There's more of a need and a want to be on time and show up to work, which you don't get a lot of times.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the front lines of the labor wars. Next time on Marketplace from APM, that's American Public Media.